This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Jumping in, two more candidates hoping to win the Republican presidential nomination. Early this morning, former Vice President Pence formally launched his campaign on a video.
The Republican is the first vice president in modern history to take on his former running mate, Donald Trump.
Today, our party and our country need a leader that'll appeal, as Lincoln said, to the better angels of our nature.
Pence says different times call for different leadership.
I'm announcing I'm running for president of the United States. We can bring this country back.
Pence will be in Des Moines later today for a kickoff event. Iowa is the state that will cast the first votes of the GOP nominating calendar. In addition to Trump, the Republican field includes Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Tim Scott, Chris Christie, and Asa Hutchinson. I'm Julie Walker.
Add to that list North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, who just announced his candidacy for the Republican presidential nomination. Those wildfires in Canada are kicking off air quality alerts throughout the U.S. A poor quality alert for New England, parts of Illinois, Wisconsin, and Minnesota got a similar advisory earlier. Last week, Maryland, Virginia, and Pennsylvania reported being affected. The National Weather Service's Zach Taylor.
The weather pattern across the central and eastern U.S. is such that it's allowing northerly winds to funnel that smoke out of Quebec southward across portions of the Great Lakes, the Northeast, Mid-Atlantic, and even as far south as the Carolinas and the Tennessee Valley are seeing some of the smoke and haze from the wildfires.
Pope Francis went to the hospital this morning to have abdominal surgery to treat an intestinal blockage. A Florida woman accused of shooting her neighbor dead last week is under arrest. She is white. The woman who was shot dead was black. They had what was described as a years-long feud. This is AP News. Recalled baby pillows are still available. The AP's Lisa Dwyer with this story.
Recalled baby pillows are still being sold on Facebook Marketplace. Federal safety regulators are urging consumers to stop using baby pillows that have been linked to 10 infant deaths but are still being sold on Facebook Marketplace, despite being recalled 2 years ago. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission says that Boppy newborn loungers are no longer legally for sale, but it has found thousands of them on Facebook Marketplace since the recall began. The Boppy company recalled more than 3 million of its infant pillows due to suffocation risk back in September 2021. The agency says that Meta has not taken effective action in response to the agency's average of 1,000 takedown requests made each month over the last year for the Boppy loungers. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.